Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the first week of our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
As we get in our study of the book of Revelation, you know by now that I take it from a literal standpoint. I believe the Word of God says what it means and means what it says. I don't take it and try to spiritualize things and, well, it says this, but it really means this. So we get through our studies. The only way I'll symbolize something, if the Bible will refers it to a symbol, for example, again, I'll never finish my study this morning. When it talks about a beast rising up out of the sea, then it describes what that beast is. Are you following? How he describes that coming up out of the sea, that is symbolic of this. However, when it talks about hell and fire coming from heaven, I believe that literally. These plagues, I take that very literally because it speaks of it very literally. Hell stones 100 pounds. I take that very literally. There's some good people. I have good friends, good dear friends. And believe it or not, they're still my friends, even after we disagree, that when it talks about the blood on the earth, we're going to look at that. And they teach and preach that that's lava. That's blood from volcanoes and all. I said, no, it's not. It's blood of man and animals. It's literal blood. So I just want you to know where I come. I'm not thinking when we talk about the blood and all, it's literal blood and not some volcanic eruption and lava flowing, you know, from underneath. Anyway, we also see that man was prepared in a garden in Genesis 2. But in Revelation 21, man is prepared in a city at New Jerusalem. There's a river flowing out of Eden. In Genesis 2, there's a river flowing from God's throne in Revelation 22. I take all this literally. I believe there will be a literal river flowing from the throne of God. So we get in a study. You may think, preacher, you're crazy. You're a nut. Well, hang with me. You've heard this before. I may be a nut, but I'm screwed on the right bolt. Okay? Why can't we just believe? Isn't it just so much easier to just believe what the Bible says than just to say, well, this means this? There's a tree of life in the book of Genesis. We see it in the garden. Well, in Revelation 22, we also see a tree of life, and I take that very, very literally. When we get into our study in the book of Revelation, we'll look at the millennial reign of Christ. That same tree of life that's in the book of Genesis, it's there during when God sets up his kingdom, when Jesus sets up his kingdom, that 1,000-year reign, we see that tree of life in the book of Ezekiel. That 1,000-year reign of Christ, that's how, I knew I shouldn't be doing this. That's how people who enter into the millennium in their physical bodies, okay? I think we all with that, the judgment of living nations, when Jesus comes in the Revelation and he gets the people who have survived the tribulation period, they stand before him in Matthew chapter 24, 25. Talks about the judgment of the living nations. These are people who lived during the tribulation. They survived the tribulation period. Even if 2/3 of the population be killed, 1/3 survived the tribulation period. They stand before Jesus at the judgment of the living nations. The righteous enter into the kingdom in their physical body. Let me just, if Jesus was to come today, and I believe Jesus could come today, don't you? There are people who could potentially live forever in their physical body. They will never die. Preacher, you're crazy. Just stay with me for a while and you'll understand what I'm talking about. Potentially, they can live forever. Jesus comes today, if they survive the tribulation period, they'll enter to the millennium and Jesus will have the tree of life there for them that they will be able to partake of, that same tree of life that was in the Garden of Eden that Jesus said, that God said this, that we must bar Adam from eating of that tree, lest he eats of the tree of life. And what was the next two words? Live forever. Now, God said that. I didn't. If Adam would have ate of the tree of life, he would still be here in his sinful body. He'd already sinned. But God would not allow that. So He drove man out of the garden, but that same tree that said if Adam ate, he'd live forever. That same tree's going to be in the millennium, and the people who survived the tribulation, they're going to eat of that tree of life, and they're going to live forever. Are you following? They're never going to die. That same tree will be on the new heaven and new earth. And in Genesis chapter number 3, God walks in the garden. In Genesis chapter number 21, God walks with us. How about that one? And I go, well, I got a whole list. Let me give you a few more, and I want to get to something else. In Genesis 3, there was a cursed ground. In Revelation 22, there's no more curse. In Genesis 3, there was daily sorrow. In Revelation 21, no more sorrow. We go on, there's thorns and thistles. There's no more pain in Revelation. The sweat on the face in Genesis, no more tears. Won't that be something in the new heaven and new earth? Let me say this again before I move on. When we talk about there's no tears in heaven, there are no tears up there. That's true after he creates a new heaven and a new earth. There's a lot of tears in heaven. When he talks about there's no more tears, he shall wipe away all their tears. That's after he creates a new heaven and new earth. There are going to be a lot of tears shed at the judgment seat of Christ. I promise you that. A lot of tears shed. Some because of things they did not receive and things they did receive. A crying of humility and gratefulness, and others cries of shame. So when you read about we'll get into that as we get farther in our study, but just an idea when you talk about no more tears, there's tears in heaven, no doubt about it, until he creates a new heaven. And then he wipes away. Boy, I mean, do you know that tucked away in the book of Psalms, a couple other places too, it talks about the memory of the wicked shall rot, okay? When we're in heaven for eternity, we will no longer think about, we won't be thinking about our loved ones burning in eternity in the regions of the doomed and the damned. Why, like how somebody would wipe a memory bank out of this computer stuff and wipes their, Kyler could tell you about this. I don't know nothing about computers. I want to know nothing about it. Sometimes ignorance is bliss. So any problem, I don't have problem, they work. Anyway, just how you wipe a disc, whatever, wipe it clean. That's what Jesus, he says, I want to create in them a new heart. And so in eternity future, we will not know about our loved ones suffering in the regions of the doomed and damned forever and ever and ever. However, they will remember. Are you following? There's so much here, and we're just now getting started. In Genesis 3, and I'll end with this one, man is kept from the tree of life. But in Genesis chapter number 22, man has access to the tree of life. Well, the book of Revelation, it reveals something. It reveals what will come to pass. The book of Revelation is meant to be understood and to be a blessing to the believer, not a book of confusion. In the Greek language, the word revelation is apocalypse. You've heard this term. The apocalypse, okay, that's the Greek word of revelation. Literally means the unveiling. And just want to share this with you and we'll move on. It's the apocalypse, not the apocrypha. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You know what the apocrypha is? We don't look at the apocrypha. Matter of fact, David asked me a few weeks ago about the apocrypha. Okay, the Catholics and some other groups of people look at the Apocrypha, the word Apocrypha means hidden. It's that it was those books that were written between Malachi and Matthew that they put in the Bible that they said were words that were inspired by God. I'm not going to get into that, but we don't acknowledge the Apocrypha as the inspired word of God. Well, as a play on words, the book of Revelation is the apocalypse, not the apocrypha. In other words, not to be hidden. It's to be unveiled and to be seen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.